Zechariah chapter 9, we need to pray this scripture. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today I do declare that I will render double unto you. Now the Bible says that God has set our prisoners from a pit wherein there is no water. Now I always ask when I read this scripture, what is that pit that has no water in it? It is the grave. And the Bible is saying that even when a territory, a land, a people, a person has been sentenced to death, it says that by the blood of the covenant, such prisoners can be set forth out of a pit wherein is no water. We are praying for Benue State. There's so much pressure on the Middle Belt, spiritual pressure. The people that want to wield dominion over this nation have discovered that there is a strange power that resides in the Middle Belt. And until the Middle Belt is conquered, the possibility of turning the tide of government is not in sight. And so they began the parade by invading Plateau State, seeking to discomfit it and to throw it into confusion. And now they have moved through the borders and through the creeks and through the borderlines to begin to attack Benue State, which they believe is the stronghold of this power. Through divination and sorcery, they have released the spirit of death. They have deployed depression and destruction. But the Bible says, as for thee also. You know, whenever you find that word also in the Bible, it's a common ground of comparison. That means what has been emphasized has happened before. There has been an established premise before, and that premise also applies to you. As for thee also, he said, by the blood of the covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of a pit wherein there is no water. Maybe they have sentenced us to death and they have released destruction to judge us. But we have a blood. It is the blood of the everlasting covenant. He said, when we turn unto our stronghold, which is the blood, he will give double unto us. Can we take some time to turn to our stronghold and to demand that the spirit of destruction that has been released over the territory will not find a foothold because we turn to our stronghold? Many things happen when a man consults the power of his stronghold. Hallelujah. You know, there's a young man, he had mobile and stationary charms. The mobile charms are the ones he can carry in the pocket. The stationary ones are so big, he can't carry them in the pocket, he keeps them in the room. So if somebody comes and somebody assaults him, if somebody is in conflict with him, he always tells the person, wait, because he needs to go to his stronghold. Hallelujah. He needs to visit his power base. so that they can negotiate his access more perfectly. And so the scripture is saying that we need at this time, knowing that there is destruction in our territory, it is a right time for us to turn to our stronghold. And that stronghold that he recommends to us is the blood of the covenant. Can we provoke the power of that blood over this land? Hallelujah. You know, when I was working at the depot here, suddenly our agency was approved, and after 2 years of training we were dispatched to all the depots in the country as representatives of the presidency. Eventually we were given stamps. I know in the depot your strength is the stamp. If you have a stamp, you are powerful. And we were determined that corruption will not pass through our table. Town, the government had given us a stamp, and that stamp has thrown the entire depot into confusion. Because if they are advancing fake documents to be stamped, they were well aware that we will not cooperate. So I had a friend who used to attend the same church those days. He came to me and said, "All the marketers are angry at you." I said, "What do I do?" They say, "You want to stop them from." I said, "Our missions are different. You have your mission, I have my own mission." Hallelujah. So when they saw that we were resolute, in fact, you know, it was customary that if a government official working at the depot stamps your document, you need to reciprocate with 200 naira for his stamp. That ink, that one is normal since 1970, what, when they made this depot, when you do like this. So we now came and say, "Our own stamp is a gift to the government." So you don't need to, when we do like this, you don't need to do like this. Hold it. This one, we gave this one as a gift to our nation. So when it came like that, the signs were not good. And you know, at the depot, the strongest men that operate in sorcery, that's the business that they do. So they went back to their stronghold. I and Chinwe were sent to open the office here. Chinwe woke up, her right hand was paralyzed. Couldn't move, it was like this. Chinwe went to headquarters and cried that they should post her to Enugu, to our village, because she's preparing to die. So then post her to our village. So they posted her to Enugu. I was the only one here. No oga could come and visit me in my country. They say that place, there's charm. There's charm. So I was led to my country to die. That was when I fasted for the whole year. Not for crusade. I fasted to work in the office. They imported one Baba. The Baba is like 70 something years. At that time it was like 74 years. He had never married once. His charm won't allow him to marry. He sleeps with women all across, but he never married once. At the age of 74, he was without his son to send to buy the chat card for him. Baba now came. He will come to your door and say, "Lafia Zaki." If you don't have a stronghold at this time, you are cheap prey. He came and he said that he conducts some prayers with the stars and moon. He has the ability to divine and to see the future. But I need to pay him 10,000 naira advance so that he can check for me. I said, "Me, I don't need the moon to see. I see in daylight. And I think he, if there's anybody that should pay money, it's him that should pay me to sleep on. So that one didn't work then, you know. Because he needs something for me to do what he was sent to do. And it's more preferable if it's money. Then I say, he came again and said, we need to do oil business now. I said, it's a good idea. What's the profit margin? What is the viability? He did. Then he now said, but before we start, we need to buy a ram and slaughter. I said, ah, my own God doesn't allow me to do this one. Your business is good, but this ram that you have brought now is a matter. He said, see you, all these people, they use ram. I said, I'm not those people. Kai. Then he now came with a new style now, is to shake. He was carrying paralysis. If he gives you a handshake, he's supposed to transmit the virus. He needs to come and check you either on the 7th day or on the 14th day to see the efficacy of his liar. Checked on the 7th day, there was nothing. Checked on the 14th day, there was nothing. You know what? It was Baba that became paralyzed eventually. When he became paralyzed, he now recommended that they should bring him to that man, let him greet the man. So they brought, then in the depot, you can even drive as far as our office site. Okay? Those days, now I heard that you can, because of bomb. Those days you can, we used to drive and park close to our office door. So they brought, came out of the vehicle. You know what? There was a stronghold. When you have a stronghold, you can dwell in a dark place, and the darkness will not stain your garment. Somebody said he wants to park. What's your problem? Say there's a witch in the compound. Say you need training. That's a good time to park him. At least you have a way of evaluating the efficacy of your prayers. You evaluate it. I say, oh, the family is so terrible. That's why I don't. If God leads you to marry there, we will stand with you until we cut some people down. He said, turn ye to the stronghold. By the blood of the covenant, I've set forth thy prisoners out of a pit wherein there is no water. Even those that are sentenced to death can yet be delivered. Hallelujah. And when we moved to Lagos, the temptation was more than that. The charm they do in Lagos is not this local one. That one. That one, you know, I hope you know, is part of their culture. And then a small boy now comes, wants to stop. Oh, say you are welcome. And then for another 1 year again, we have to fast. When the charm didn't work, they say you are an occultic man. Hallelujah. Somebody that said, I've never visited a shrine. I don't have a mark that any herbalist gave me. Because my father and my mother were Christians from the time I was born. They were genuine Christians. The charm didn't work for 1 year. They say you are in the occult. As for thee also, sometimes they will go and charm the chair, and then say, okay, let's put it so that when you sit on it, you'll be crippled. It works for people that don't know Jesus. That's a good time to test. Nothing happened. Going to turn to our stronghold, and as we turn to that stronghold, that fountain will begin to ooze with power. It will begin to travel with power. Somebody was moving on the road and the person said, I have been shot. One pastor, I have been shot. That's how he died. You can't die that way. We don't know the story of that pastor. But there is a stronghold that if you hold on to, you'll be insulated from the arrows that fly by noonday and the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You know, Fulani people think they are strong. But this year, they will collide with a force that is stronger. Turn ye to your stronghold, O ye prisoners of hope. When you have a challenge, what do you do? Most Christians don't respond that way. When they have a challenge, they yield to despair and to depression and feel that God has abandoned them and begin to contemplate on doing something that will offend God since he has left them. He said, turn to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. For this day, I will render double unto you. Hallelujah. Impossible places they have sent me to work. When they removed fuel subsidy, they pushed me to, they said, go there. I went there, climbed the tank, took inventory, calculated the quantity of sent to Abuja, told them, this product is old stock. We are paying subsidy for it. They must sell it at old price. The owner of the depot, if I call his name, you will know it's one big man like that. Now I called the manager, I said, money don't come now. We bought this old price, now there's new price. Say the manager said, wait, the boy that came here now, he has calculated it. Say what? In fact, you are sacked. He sacked the manager and then told the security that they should carry me, boggle me, and to the outside gate and throw me out. That's the fight of corruption that we are seeing. We have fought and saved billions for this country. I can tell you that one. They say, no, this man is an evil man. And I trek in Lagos. They say, Kai, you are a bad man. You are a bad man. That day when your mother rejoiced that you were born, that day is a bad day. You are a terrible. They threw me out. So I say, it's good now. That copper, they now moved her from where she was serving under me to zona office. Are you with me? She stole her school fees to school in London. She stole it from one of my colleagues that had dollars in what? She stole the money, passed out, traveled to London, paid school fees, started school before the man discovered. When he found out, he wanted to talk, but you know you can't. Oh. You know when you want to, you calm yourself. It was in that depot. Their way is the way of Gymtex. Gymtex. Hallelujah. So you have to turn what? I assure you, if you have not seen dollars in gym text, you don't know what you will do if you see it. That's the truth. I know, I saw you praying in tongues like this. But if you see dollars in gym text, I'm not sure what you will do. So before the dollars come, you turn to your strong. Allow him to walk inside. When he had walked and brought conviction, we could now go to where the valley of the shadow of death was. And since they saw that I conquered the place, they allowed me to stay there. I stayed there for 3 years. A place where a staff cannot stay
for 3 months, they move you out, because you must have involved yourself.
I've been there for 3 years. Turn ye to the stronghold. O ye prisoners of hope, we are going to turn. If the devil say he must kill somebody in your family, this is the day to redeem that. If there are people that they are manipulating under witchcraft manipulation, this is the time to call them back by the blood of the covenant. Even those that have been sentenced to the pit wherein there is no water, they are prisoners of hope. They see hope because the vocabulary of the blood can negotiate their way out. Can we pray tonight, as you lift up your family and lift up this feet, you are saying, Lord, return to our stronghold. Let the vocabulary of the blood begin to speak for us. Let the spirit of destruction that have been released into the territory not find any place of grip, any place to hold. Let them that have been sentenced to death be delivered. Ahise kopane sahila bato. Mamba baba basa kapata bata taka kosoto bokoli. Entose ke bata tuskami. By the blood of thy covenant. Urasote masaila. Urakante bregete la bakura masata briala bakatebo. Sabote, sabote, sabote. We turn to our stronghold. We lay hold on the horns of the altar. That, oh God, the vocabulary, the utterance that is found in your blood, that blood that speaketh, that blood that utters, that blood that still retains an utterance. By the speakings, by the utterance of that blood, we call for those that have been sentenced, those that are under manipulation, destinies that have been maligned and marginalized, by the blood of the covenant. People such as members of our family, our children, held under the bondage of the devil, tonight, by the blood of the covenant, by the blood of the covenant, ikando sobra matae tekaya, meroski vanasika, merosakuta brantale kadela, meroseke taila mamarando, meloshika balata branta babolokota, yekembo sede, yekembo saminata. Yekembo Santa Maboria, Yekembo Seketali Bacantelia, Yekanemomoroko Santa, Ambres Copate, Copa Paraco Sama, Abraiva Asakuta Telocombe, Letoka Sevalitama. You want to name those prisoners, those ones held under the power of the devil. You want to send them forth out of the pit. Send them forth out of the dungeon. Send them forth from the reach of destruction. Send them forth. Send them forth by the blood of the covenant. We secure the borders of the land, the borders of the middle belt. By the blood of the covenant, by the covenant of life that we have with you, we command the powers of destruction that seek to lock within our borders to fail. Imboroski vasabalante, mahadala mosake, maladalos kanta kanta baboloko sabina kadia, imbroska debo sabina. Papa Santa Barata Mosebregade, It is time to discomfit the enemy. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus, it speaketh, it has a voice, it has an utterance, it has a voice, it speaks in the spirit. Those that have been heard of, such that they have been kept in darkness, and the light of salvation has not reached them. Today, let the chains break, let the fetters fall, let the liberty of God reach them. For even this day, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. I'm seeing the Lord bringing an intervention. He's bringing an intervention to a family here present. You cannot give up now. You have tarried too long. This is not the time to wait. God is set. To come triumphantly, to bring about an entrance into your family. He wants to bring about an entrance into your family. There's something He wants to put in place. His power is about to be made manifest. Oh God. Obo Santa Babala Baladai. Iko Patebo Santo Briara Bakada Baboria. Epere Kasketa Mina Santa Babolata. We forbid the hand of the devil. We forbid the hand of the devil even over this land. We forbid the hand of the devil over every family that is represented here tonight. We forbid. We proclaim salvation. We proclaim liberty by the Spirit of God. More of you. Ikabo Zamontes Kebra Atabala Bobota Ebreskante Zombote Kateba Balinata Semina Breskata Mina Santa Bata Abratabala. You want to begin to turn around, turn things around. You want to decree, let things begin to turn around. Let things begin to talk. The Lord is already. He's already. Yes, let things turn around. Yes. Your utterance is piercing right into the heavens. Yes. We proclaim a turnaround. Yes. We proclaim a turnaround in every family here represented. We break the shackles. We break the chains. We cut the devil's hand off. We cut his hand off. By the blood. By the blood, Yo Baba Santa Baboria,
Enkombasakate parakoskata mina santa babori balata babra santa balata branta babori balata babra kanta branta babori balata mina asanta kento asanta kandema asanta kulabata ila esokonga esa balata branta babori balata branta babori basandalia esa balata branta babo ebalata bo ebalata branta basamina branta babo akabalata branta babo asamala asaka yes yes yes. Pull it down, pull it down, pull it down right now. Baba balani. Akababa basa kokokokoko. Yes, yes, yes. We forbid you. We forbid you. We forbid you. We reject you. We banish 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 you in the name of Jesus. We banish the enemy. No weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. Kabalon Zabata. Etobakata Balaba. No man can resist you successfully. We cut off the hand of the devil. We command him to move backward. 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 Kobosate. Kobosata manata branta baboria. Ebroskate bariba santa babore balata. Babra santa babo. Isa zelene mokote. Babra santa babo. Ikabali matatalia. Ikabata basata babo. Bale sopre. Arise, 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 and let your enemies be scattered. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. A strong tower. A mighty tower. A strong tower. Hey, mama, yes, you want to begin to call your family out of that pit. Call your family out of that pit. Every member of that family comes out of the pit. Comes out of the pit. Comes out of the stranglehold of the kingdom of darkness. We proclaim light. We proclaim liberty. We proclaim salvation. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 every destiny that is stagnated, we loose. Every life held on the lock and key, we loose. We loose. We loose. We loose. Tabo sekema. Ya mama mala de bola bala 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 bala.
Yes, we secure the borders of the land. We call her borders peace and salvation. We forbid the sons of wickedness to tread upon it.
Bakole bakaila mashanda. Oh la mama mama mama. Oh la mama shaila bole. Shaila bole ba bole ma shaila bobo. Mi mama se bola da. Bola da bela bola ka bela bela bela. Oh la basha te bala kona. Hai la tu ba ba de ba. Ba ba de ba. Siya ba bo. Siya ba landes ka pre ka ba de ba. Palema, 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 satemo, kaye baba dole de la bakushama, kaye bola kaya mama sodama, bola kantaye, shibaloske manatemo, babalande.
In Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, I'd like us to sit for 20 minutes. We'll take a shot out of the Word of God. We'll take a shot out of the Word of God so that we can set our feet accurately as we walk into this new year. That God will establish us. We cause our going out and our coming in to be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I would like us to understand one very important fact, that God is spirit. Please tell your neighbor, God is spirit. God is not flesh. God is not a man. He is what? Now, a lot of us do not understand the implication of the fact that God is spirit. And so all through scripture, the Bible tries to acquaint us with the implication of the fact that God is spirit. For instance, many times when I say that God appeared to me in my room, some people become inquisitive. They want to know how he appeared. I say, what did he wear when he came? See, that configuration, that question was configured out of our understanding of men. Now, because we are confused with our understanding of men, we cannot perceive and relate with a God that is spirit. Hallelujah. First and foremost, it's needful for me to tell you that the spirit realm or spirits are more real than natural beings and humans. Did you hear that? Now preach to your neighbor. Say, spirits are more real than natural beings and humans.
2. Spirits are more consistent than natural beings and humans. How many of you have been betrayed before? Okay, let's start the other way. How many of you have not been betrayed before? You have never been. You have always talked to the right people at the right time. Everybody you relate with just behaves so good, so wonderful. And that's why the Bible says God is not a man that he should what? Lie. Now, there is an inherent instability that is attributed to men. But you see, God is spirit. And with that scripture, we can understand that he is reliable. Are you with me? Most of the time, the reasons why men have to cut covenant with spirits is because spirits are more dependable. Are you with me? The guy is haunted by the fact that his limitations are so real that he doesn't stand a chance of achieving anything in life. So he goes and cuts covenant with a spirit that is more reliable. Are you with me? So that with the commitment of that spirit, he can achieve something which he believes is beyond the scope of his reach on the account of his limitations and insufficiencies. You get that? Now, so a time came in the civilization among men where they discovered that your steps and your path will be established if you have the affiliation with a spirit being, given that spirit beings are more reliable than humans. Are you with me? Now, so if men need to cut covenant with spirits so that they can have support from the spirit realm, is a proof of the fact that spirit beings are more real than natural beings and humans. Are you? I'm just trying to drive something home. God is. Holy men of old that found favor with God, there are several things that we can learn from them. One of the things we can learn from them is this. You will never see the full operation of a spirit being until you learn how to trust one. Never. And I mean never. That's why the Bible says that a man that is unstable, an unstable man, someone that cannot stay through the process, when the thing becomes hot and intense, the person has an option and he switches roles, he switches convictions, he switches postures. Such a man cannot prosper with his spirit. Because one of the things you get to realize as we study the scripture in the next few moments is that God has an obsession. Are you with me? He's troubled by something. Because as powerful and as vast and as limitless as God is, you cannot touch his realm. You cannot touch his reality. You cannot appropriate his power except you have faith in him. So one of God's obsessions is that he wants to be believed. Have you realized how that Jesus came to die and offered salvation to the whole world, but you can only contact that salvation by faith? Have you thought about it? Why is it that God did not just come and put the salvation in everybody's pocket, since it's available for all mankind? But if it's going to be appropriated, it must be by faith. Grace has made it available. Are you with me?
Grace has made it available. It means God has decided to walk in order for that which He's offering you to be available. In grace, God is the one that walks. In the law, you walk. The standard is the same. Are you with me now? But in the law, you are expected to fulfill the standard. But in grace, God meets the standard on your behalf, and you appropriate and personalize what God is offering if you connect with God by faith. It's already available. Grace has made it available because God decided to walk on our behalf. But even though God has walked on our behalf and he has made available that which is offering us, you cannot connect with it except by what? Why? It is so because God is spirit. Your faith in God will be tested. Circumstances and situations will show up that will seek to undermine your faith. That's the excellency of faith. Are you with me? And it comes to a point where it's no longer reasonable to hang on. Well, men that will hang on are men that have had experience with God, and because of that, they trust that God doesn't fail. Not because there's any sign that He will come through, but they have decided to trust God. When you trust, you are at your weakest, because the outcome of your trust is dependent on the faithfulness of Him whom you have trusted. And then when God sees in trust that you do not have any alternative, and you have decided to cleave to Him, sometimes it takes 3 years for you to get to that point on a particular matter. Sometimes it takes 6 months for you to get to that point where you have decided to totally rely on God. We can say it verbally, but in our attitude we shift positions. So the best of God we cannot experience in our lives because we are not consistent in our spiritual adventure. And it will keep still until you are suspended in your trust. Then He shows you that He created the heavens and the earth. And so there are a few scriptures that give us insight into how to relate with God, seeing that God is spirit. As human beings, we were created with infirmity, with limitations. And that was deliberate because God wanted us to be beings that will look upward. The word for man is anthropos, a being that was created to look upward. I've always said that the illustration of that word is the relationship between the moon and the sun. The moon does not have light of itself. All the light that the moon reflects, it receives from the sun and reflects it. If you see half moon, it means only half of the moon's surface was exposed to light. If you see a full moon, it means the whole moon was exposed to the sunlight, and that's why it's reflecting that which it has been exposed to. Man as man, it's not the idea of God. And that's why man was the only image that was not created after His kind. Man was created after what? The God kind. He was supposed to be a man, but he carries on and expresses that God life. So he was not created after His kind. He was created after God's kind. So that even though he's man, what he manifests is God. Are you with me? You are still here? But the project man was hijacked. At the time when the project was hijacked, man was not a man of God, he was a man of man. Was man created in the image of man? The God factor has not entered into man. And so when you see the way Adam operated in the Garden of Eden, in order for him to take that fruit, he operated like a man. He saw with his eyes, he considered that it could make one wise. He also desired it because it was good for food. That's how a man thinks, a man of man. He's thought patterns are configured after the selfless model. He only sees himself. He sees his world. His instincts are for self-defense, self-preservation, self-adornment, self-protection. That's how man is. That's the man of man. He's self-centered. But the idea of man, as ordained by God, is not a self-centered miniature creature. But it's a creature that is selfless. Man carrying an image and a form of earth, but is housing something that is an eternal treasure. And the more he leaps and functions by that treasure, something beyond man is expressed. That was God's vision. That man will be that creature by which he will manifest his glory upon the face of the earth. Just like Lucifer was the light bearer in the heavens. And everyone that wanted to know about the excellency of the light of him that sits upon the throne needs to look upon Lucifer. Lucifer bore the light. He was called the light bearer with illumination. So beautiful, so perfect in built. Man was supposed to be the replica of that God of light. He was created from dust, but there is a treasure that was intended by God that will reside on his inside. And by that treasure, the more he yields to the power and life of that treasure, something beyond his limitations, something beyond the insufficiencies of his bloodline, something beyond the limitations of his birth, the afflictions that he grew up with, the environment he was raised, something beyond that begins to speak. But this man must understand that the God that he has been called to advertise is spirit. And so God takes you through a process because he knows you are not acquainted with his ways. He knows you don't know the way of spirits. He knows that. So he takes you through a process. You know, we don't like process. But it's only by process that we can understand God. And so one of the ways that God teaches us is captured in the example that is revealed in the scripture concerning the eagle. When the eagle wants to teach the little eaglet how to fly. You know, have you ever seen the eagle's nest? It's so comfortable, so big, so bogus. My God. And because of the comfort, the eaglet is ready to stay in the nest for her lifetime. No need for you to hunt. No need for you to fight. But it's paramount for the eaglet to learn how to fly. The eaglet is full of comfort. The eagle soars through the forest and gets that prey, gets the bait for the eaglet to feed upon. And she's there bubbling. But when the flight time comes, what the eagle does the first time is that he yanks away the comfortable bed. As he's yanking the bed, the eaglet is complaining. What are you doing? I just finished feeding now. I want to take a nap. And you are, oh my God. It's not time for sanitation. Hallelujah. But it's yanking the nest. Yanking the nest. And when there's no more nest left, the eaglet falls down. And the eagle allows the eaglet to fall down under the dictate of gravity. Just before he hits the ground, the eagle soars and picks up. Now, the eaglet never knew that there was such an arrangement for the picking. No, he doesn't. As he's going there, he's afraid and crying. Ah, you want me to die? Oh, ah. Then he picks. Comes back. Said, that's enough for today. He said, don't try that ever again. This is the last time. The next, before he finished saying it, the eaglet has pushed it. And when that happens again and again, a time comes when the eaglet knows, even if I don't make it, she will pick me. And that's what the Bible says, that you might fall by freestyle. But remember, underneath are the everlasting arms. He comes when you almost hit the ground. I know many of you are falling by freestyle. The power that has orchestrated your fall is something beyond your mind. You try to apply the brakes and the brakes have... There's brake failure, there's heart failure, all kinds of failure right now, and you're just going down. Just before you hit, he comes. A time comes when the eaglet knows that it's no more about the danger of falling, because we don't fall. Then she begins to find out what is the freestyle fall all about. Then she tries something else other than fear. And one day she discovers there are barren wings. And she says, this is how my mama used to stretch them. Oh my God. That's how the journey of faith is like. Until you stretch those wings, you'll never know that they can command the obedience of airwaves. And the day the eaglet discovers that she can do the flight too, she never comes back home anymore. The discipleship is over because she has learned how to master the wind. God, the Spirit. He knows that you can ignore him all through your lifetime and never consider him, never care to ask, how did I survive? So sometimes he needs to allow you to go on a flight. When your mind is suspended and you reach the end of yourself, maybe that's where you are now. Do not fret. For there's a covenant of life that we have. He wants to make you know that actually, if you know who you are and the power that resides in you, the things that you are afraid of are actually afraid of you. He does everything just to make you know he's there. The accident, the Okada didn't survive, but you came out without a scratch. He's just trying to let you know, I was around there, but you have not yet caught it yet. No problem. He keeps trying. You were blind to it, but he keeps trying like that. One day, I remember many years ago, we went for a meeting, a conference, and the preacher said, God spoke to me. That's the last in his message that I remember, that God can speak. Hey, I came back home that night. We ate and all of that. People went to sleep and I kept my Bible on my table. I said, God, if you speak, I want to hear you today. And I decided not to give my eye any rest. Do you know what? When he got through to me, I discovered he has been trying to catch my attention for many years. But because his spirit, I'm not acquainted with his ways, I did not know when he gave a sign, a signal. When he stretched his hand, when he tried to gain my attention. Because he was communicating with a different kind of language. Language of the Spirit. That language is a language that you keep learning, and the vocabulary keeps expanding all through your walk with God. He tries to tune your spirit so that you can understand his frequency of communication. For many of you, many things you are going through now, there was a time he gave you a signal which you did not heed, and that's why you were exposed to the kind of danger that is parading in your life this way. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I heard a voice. Something said it was God trying to. That night, as I decided to focus on him, dropped a scripture that I believe I've never read till that time. Dropped the reference of the scripture, and I opened my Bible and I saw that that scripture was the answer to my prayer. Jesus. Then I became afraid. Hey! That was the first time I was conscious of the fact that God was not just spirit. God was a personality. I changed my worldview. Because when I get into my closet and I want to pray, I'm not just looking for a spirit. Smoke. I knew he was a personality. I knew he could be offended. I knew he had feelings. I knew sometimes he gets grieved. Then I began to repent. How that I've forsaken him. How that I'm not aware of his presence. And I began to pray and say, God, give me a consciousness of your presence. Can you say that in the world? Give me a consciousness of your presence. When you are sure that God is a person, exercising faith in him is easy. Do you understand? I hope you know. It's by faith that you pray. Because the God you are praying to, you cannot see. But I was sure of his reality. And that's where the journey in the spirit begins. Knowing that God is real, that God is a person. Knowing that he's realer, more real, realer than, if there's anything like that, than the things you can see with your natural senses. And I knew that if I give God half a chance, he will flow through the cracks of my heart and he will be found of me. I knew that. Because when I turned my heart that day, he spoke to me. That was my deliverance. From that day that I knew that God speaks, before I take any major decision, I go on my knees. And then the next time I tried to hear his voice, it was more difficult. 3 days I fasted and I prayed. I said, yes, he speaks, so I'm here. But the reason why I came was wrong. I was seeking him in the flesh for 3 days and he didn't show up. Then I discovered again, there's a way you will seek him, you will not find him. And my experiences of God, I began to write them down so that I will not forget. There was a time like that we were praying for power. Give us power! And he didn't show up. Why? We were praying in the flesh. The reason why we wanted the power was so that they will know that there's a big man in town. He just showed up and he did his handkerchief like this and people went down. People began to speak in tongues of a few. My God. So we prayed. And I discovered that when we pray prayers that are not consistent with his will, he doesn't hear us. All these things were things I gathered in my experiential pursuit of God. But there was one thing that was sure, my God could speak. Then one day, we went for service. And when we went for service, and the pastor began to preach and say, there is a need in God's house, there is a need. Then somehow, I had 300 naira left at home, and I kept it secure. I didn't bring it to church so that you will not be moved. It was secure. There's a need, and suddenly I began to feel that 300 naira. I could not see that thing. Wow! 300! Jesus! It was strong. I tried to. Then I now realized. I said, wait a minute. This is God. The God I prayed to for 3 days to show up, he didn't show up. He has come. He's asking for 300 naira. It was easy for me to obey because I had already known that he was a person. So I went home, got the 300 naira, I gave it. And in 2 days' time, I got a job. Then I said, my God, I gave 300 naira. The money I was saving to buy belt. You know, those days, there was this belt they called 501. Jesus. Belt head is 501. So, I mean, Jesus. So I sacrificed the 501 then. And the 501 is 500, but I had 300, and I was waiting, looking for how to find 200, and it was not forthcoming, because the 300 had lasted for long. God came and made a demand on it, and I gave him. 2 days later, I was given an employment. My first salary, I don't know, what was it? But 500 naira and 501 belt, I never bought it again. Never. No need. Then it became clear to me that God knows the future. And then he'll give us an instruction today. If we obey in our foolishness, it opens the door of that future that God has given us. So I discovered that obedience to God opens us to deeper things in God. Where did I start from? God is what? Many of you, there are things that God has told you before that you have not done. And your disobedience has blocked the door to things that God has written concerning you. Hallelujah. I gave the seed, the job came. Then I started tithing. Because we came to church, pastor said 10% of all our income belongs to God. Started practicing tithe. Okay, my salary was 5,000. So my tithe was 500. I was faithful. Gave God 500. Gave God 500. From that time, after I finished secondary school, I didn't lack. And I saw that there were so many needs in the church. So I said, okay, Apart from my 500, I will give one seed every month, so that I can be contributing to the destiny of the gospel in my own generation. I did that for long. I didn't see any tangible change. At that time, I started liking God. We come for night vigil, see people praying because they said we should come. For me, I had loved God. I was praying because I was in love with God. Hallelujah. When I saw the progression of my life, then I knew He knew better than me. And I knew He was mindful of me. That was enough for me. I loved Him. So that seed has continued. My pastor taught us something that time. He said, every January, sow a seed. I've maintained that culture till today. He said, improve upon your January seed next January. Be doing it like that. From 500 naira, 300 naira that I gave. This year, my January seed is 2.5 million. Hallelujah. I did it because I love God. Next year, I will go beyond that. Because I wanted the seed to be in January, I borrowed the 2.5 million. Because I know that by March, I will get it back. So I will pay back. But it must be in January, because that's the custom. January comes and goes. You don't sow a seed to God. That's why you have financial problems. Listen to me. It's not all of us that suffer financially. Not all of us. I need to tell you the truth. Some of us don't suffer financially. No. That one stops. Next year I will improve. The year to come I will improve. Because I'm sure that God will make me bigger. And you know what? In my walk with God, He has not failed me once. Meanwhile, there are many things that I prayed for. It didn't happen quite like I prayed for it. Something has happened. God comes again and explains to me, if I had done it like this, this is what would have happened. Hallelujah. There was one time like that. Praying for somebody that he was somewhere that a snake wanted to bite him where he was. Alright? But the vision was not clear. Are you with me? It was the wife that was there where the snake wanted to. I mean, real time. The wife was in the garage wanting to take something. There was a snake that wanted to bite her. But in the vision, I saw a snake wanting to bite the husband. Do you understand that? You know, the language of the spirit is strange. You have to pray. That snake. No. And you know what? The prayer was not accurate. Is that not so? The prayer was not accurate. I was sending the prayer to a wrong person. But you know what? That same prayer paralyzed that snake. How did it happen? I was praying to a spirit. That spirit did not have the limitations of my flesh. That snake was paralyzed until it was killed. Couldn't move forward. Couldn't move backward. It was just there. In fact, I even played with it for a while. Because the prayer was so potent. Meanwhile, I knew it was not accurate. When the whole story was told. Then I knew that there were many times I had prayed before that I did not pray accurately. But the person I prayed to was a matter. He is spirit. He could see beyond my limitation as flesh. Then I began to understand it. I began to see that God sees differently from the way we see. Ananias went to pray for Saul so that Saul could receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. He did not tell him that you are a sinner, you kill Christians. Because that's how the average critical Christian would do. I saw that God wasn't a man. When he got there, he knew he had said yes to Jesus. And he came and called him Brother Saul. How many Christians today would have referred to Paul as a brother? He saw beyond his mistakes in the past. Saw beyond what he was to the church. He said, Brother Saul. There was nothing physical upon him to suggest that he had changed. But Jesus has testified concerning him. He said, the Lord Jesus that appeared to you on the way to Damascus, he sent me. I should pray with you to receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That love that Jesus had was what brought Paul into bondage. As his sight came back, he rose and lived for one cause only. For the glory of the kingdom of this mighty one. Those spirits would have seen his reality. This is the year 2014. God is determined to display his reality to anyone that seeks him. He will no longer be in hiding. He will come out of his hiding place and show you his brilliant light, so that the light of his countenance will give you illumination. A time came, I was convinced God was real, God was available, God was always by my side, God wanted to reach me every time. I was convinced that God knew my future, and the instructions he gave me today will open me up to the future that he has written. I knew that. Then I came and said, Lord, now I know you want me to preach, because I knew I was going to preach at the age of 12. Benihim preaches and people are healed. Me too, I want to see that. So I fasted. I was in the university. Went to Otukpo. Fasted for 3 days. Jesus. And my friend who is an elder in the Methodist church now came and said, hey, you are here. There's a program in Methodist Jericho. So he picked me up. Went and spoke to the pastor. Now this is who this person is. Hallelujah. Pastor said, ah, you're welcome. Spoke to the coordinator of the conference. It was a women's circuit meeting. And women from all the Methodist churches in that diocese gathered in that place. The hall was filled. People were outside. And I began to preach the gospel. The same message that Benihim preached on the tape that I was hearing while I was fasting. I brought the message to the pulpit. And I said, God can heal. You know what I said? I said I was going to preach his message and pray for the sick the way he prays for them. That's what I determined. Satan now say, hey, oh boy, if you do this thing where the thing don't work, if this thing don't work, eh, your name don't spoil. So now the voice will come strong if you do harm, if you do harm. It comes with terror. Jesus. So as I was preaching, I had to speak to that voice. I said, okay, wait, make I pray first. If you know what happened, we'll know what you're going to do. And I now told the people, just like Benihim said, put your hand where you feel that sickness. Jesus. And I prayed for the sick. The first person that stood up was crippled. The first person that stood up was crippled at the back of the church. And she stood up like that. She didn't even know she was standing up. Because she stood up, something raised her up. It took time before she knew she was the one. And she moved. People didn't notice yet. They were still praying. She was moving. Then all of a sudden, her hair, what happened? They knew that they came. Me, I wanted to escape. Because that voice started speaking, if you know walk, if you know walk. So I was on my way out. Because there was a woman moving in the hall. I didn't know why she was moving there. And the whole hall, hey, I say, this is not a good place to be. For when the woman was began to testify in Idoma, they said she was crippled. That's not a good place to start. I wanted headache. And people were healed. A woman like that, she's I started asking them, what did you feel? He said, cold water came on the church and the thing left me. There were more than 50 people healed in that meeting. I was leaving the place, they were touching my clothes and getting healed. One woman now came and said, her son is dying just here. If a village woman tells you, just here, it's somewhere, it's in North Bank. Hey, he said the house is just like this. So I now followed the woman, we were trekking to North Bank. When I now told her that, see, my journey has ended, he said, see the house. So I felt the woman had deceived me. So I was angry, but as a minister, you don't show it. With anger, I went into the place. And I said, okay, what's the name of the person sick? He said, Sunday. I said, Sunday, Jesus heals you. Because of my anger, that I was praying from the door. Jesus heals you, Sunday. You know what? I left 1 week later at the gate in BSU. Somebody came and hugged me. And I said, who is this? He said, this is Sunday. So the prayer I prayed with anger, faithless, I wanted to release, but I was a preacher. I prayed in the flesh. God healed Sunday. Then when I came back to my room on fasting, I knelt down and I raised my head. I know you are seeing me. From that day, that head, I believed that I could raise the dead. He believed that, yes, this young man, he's a worker of miracles. That was the first time. His spirit, if you give him half a chance this year, he will reveal. Nothing can atone for lack of knowledge of this personality. I came back to school, I was overwhelmed. Went to the place where I prayed in the night and I tarried long. Not to pray for miracles, but to say, God, I know you are seeing me now. So there was this consciousness that he sees me. He what? He sees me. Mantabo. He sees me. I was in school. Then he began to speak to me quietly. Then I had known his voice a little. He said, go to that your friend that is an elder in Otukpo. I wasted time. I wasted the first day, second day. Then the third day became louder after the lecture. Go to Otukpo to your friend that is an elder. That man. Then I entered a vehicle, went to Otukpo, came to his house. I saw him sitting on his stool. I said, what's the problem? God said I should come and help you. You know, Otukpo. Say you came late. Late? God cannot be late. Say you are late. Sit down. This man standing here came with news from my village that my mother has died. And I don't have 1 kobo to bury her. I said, wait for me. I went back to the room to check with God. Started praying in tongues, waiting for him to speak to me. He refused to speak to me. Why will he speak? When he sent me there, which speak will he speak again? Then it came to me that this my prayer was in the flesh. What was I praying about? God sent me. I came out of the room and said, God sent me to you. Your mother cannot die. I said that the man from the village said, don't die. Die. I said the woman can't. The man from the village said, he died. Then I said, okay, since you have not believed my message, I'm going back. The man said, you can't go. They said, all of us are going to the village. That's how he carried me and the person that brought news into a place they called Owukwa in Idoma land. We moved from Otukpa, started moving, and in Owukwa is in the depth of Owukwa. When we were coming, I saw the crowd gathered by the woman's door. I became afraid that if this woman didn't die, why are these people gathering? So I was looking for a scripture to defend myself if she had died. Then I considered many scriptures, but the one that came was, she's not dead, she's only sleeping. You know, preachers are funny men. They have scripture for everything they want to say. She's not dead, she's only what? That's the one I equipped myself with, that one. Then we now came to the front of the house. The people that gathered began to speak Idoma. The man didn't talk. We moved from there. Entered the parlor. There were women, old women there. They spoke. He didn't interpret. We moved into the next room. Then the elders with walking stick, they spoke. Hey. The more I moved, fear. You know what they call fear? Then we entered the woman's room. There were two women there. And the woman that died was sitting on the bed. That time when I went into that room to pray, she rose from the dead at that time. That was why the village gathered. They have never seen somebody that died and rose from the dead after 8 hours. The woman was 80 something years old. So the people had already prepared her grave. She came back to life. At that point, my problem was not that is God there. No, we have left that realm. I opened my mouth. Hey! So because the crowd was gathered, I said, all of you shout hallelujah. Who said started for 3 days. They have seen that. It was in that meeting when before the elders I prophesied. I said that God has added 1 year to this woman's life. Because she was alive, but she was shaking as if she would die. The elders said, we have heard your story. This miracle we have seen is sufficient. Even if she dies now, we believe that by a man of God. Because they doubted, God added 6 months. You know, I said 1 year. God now added what? It took another 1 year, 6 months before the woman died. That village came to Jesus that night. Including a man that was a chief drunkard. God healed his son of something that grew out of his stomach. The thing went down. The man came and knelt down and gave up his keg as a sign of devotion to Jesus. That was where it began. Signs and wonders from place to place. The God I saw, he speaks, he sees, and he's alive. Hallelujah. In Benwellis, coming back from Zaria, small lady, small girl died in the bus, and I bent my head like this. I said, God, why will somebody die? You know, before I finish my die, he said, she will live again. You know, that one is sweet. And she rose from the dead. I was standing here when they brought a cripples, one small boy with crutches. And I was on the pulpit, and God spoke to me. He said, tell the ushers to take away the crutches so that the boy can walk. So I spoke to the ushers, take away the crutches, take it. Do you know how that guy became crippled? He was climbing palm tree. He fell. His leg pierced into one of the spikes. He walked. I have seen the glory of the Lord. The one of whom we speak is alive. Can we stand up and ask him in a solemn mood, in 2014, revealed yourself to me. Those were the things that God did that made me confident. So that when I traveled out of the country to represent his name in the nation of Malawi, I was standing on the pulpit. I knew the God that I came to preach, to proclaim. The hand of God came down in a way that I've never seen. Cripples, their leg. There was one crippled, the leg was twisted. His leg shot out, and he began to walk. People with their hands withered, they stretched it. 30 deaf people in one service began to appear. The power of God was so strong that I took my water that they gave me, bottled water, and I gave each patient to drink. As I give this one, it goes down under the power. Just a shot. The water that I drank became healing balm. As they drink, they go down. I said, go for test tomorrow. The meeting was still on when test results began to come. People heard the news in Zambia and trek for 2.5 days to come for the meeting. When they arrived, they were like people raised from the dead. I knew it was not me they came to see. He is alive. That's what we want to proclaim this year. If you give him half a chance, he will make himself known to you. I know the troubles in your family has weighed you down. So much that you cannot contemplate his power and might. But there is nothing too difficult for him with which we have to do. Lord, in 2014, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself. Spirit move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now. My life, oh, Spirit, move, Spirit, move, Spirit, move, oh, me.
He sees you,
Holy Spirit. Move me now. Move me, my life. Roll again, Spirit move. Spirit move, Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Sing, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Make me whole again. Spirit move, Spirit move.
Holy Spirit, move me now.
alive, oh Lord God. Spirit, move me now, 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 now. Open up, open up, open up. Oh, oh, oh. Shaila, mama, salama. Ikabo, sema, dandebo. Sing it, Holy Spirit. Bala, 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 bala.
Spirit move all over me.
mi mama de la boca mama samine dai la boca mama.
Reveal yourself to me, Spirit, move over me, Spirit, move over me, over me, Spirit, move, Spirit, move.
Wanted to know that he was there. Nepa took light. He decided that one side of my wall began to give out illumination. Light started coming from my wall for 25 minutes. And the light that came did not cast a shadow on the ground for 25 minutes. He said, I just wanted you to know that I'm there. The time came, 2003, on the 13th of January, I was praying by 10 midnight, 10 o'clock in the night, and an angel walked through the wall and stood in my presence. As he progressed, the encounters became thicker, stronger. Thicker, stronger until 2005. In the month of October, Jesus came to my city. See, as I speak of him, his presence is coming. He's coming on people. Yeah, mama! Jesus himself walked in. This year will not pass you by. Can you say, Lord, I book an appointment with you. Most of you will go beyond the limitations that has held you down. There is nothing special about any man. The real person that is special is called Jesus. When he steps into your life, it changes. We must worship him. Jesus the King. I book an appointment. I want to go beyond where I have been. This year is your year. Nothing shall be impossible with you. You will know him. You will see his face. You will hear his voice. And I see the angels of glory descend into our midst. The angels of glory descend. There are two people here today. There are two people here that the angels of glory will release an impartation into their lives. Two people. Two people. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed to you, trusting you that you will open unto us an access point, that your reality will be seen and known by your people, that you will take us to higher ground
set our feet in places secret and sacred, places where lions dare to tread and angels fear to look upon. You have called your sons to walk on these passages. Now we want to know your reality. That's why we are here. Those two from among us that you have decided to open the gates of blessings for, Father, as I pray, let the anointing of your Spirit begin to descend upon them. I'm seeing that the anointing is descending from heaven. Let the anointing of your Spirit, the anointing is coming stronger, it's coming stronger. Oh my God. Let the anointing of your Spirit, let the anointing of your Spirit, the anointing is overtaking someone's tongue. I'm seeing it. 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 It's taking over the tongue. It's taking over the tongue. It's taking over the tongue. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. He will take you into the secret places. Places where angels fear to tread upon. He's alive. On this day of your life, where another circle has been completed, we bless you. We release grace upon you. We release strength upon you. Wisdom upon you. Power upon you. He's becoming stronger. Yes. You will see his face. You will recognize his voice. Ah, he's taking something out of somebody's stomach now. He's removing something from someone's stomach. Father, from my left hand side, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. This surgery. Perform 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 it. Perform this surgery. Remove that thing. Remove that thing. Remove it tonight. He will make himself available. You will see him. You will hear his voice. Thank you, Father. Spirit, move over me. Over me. Spirit, move. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move. Spirit, move over me. Over me. Spirit, move. Spirit, move over me. Spirit more, over me, over me. Spirit more, over me. Somebody's hand is becoming heavy. It's coming heavy. Spirit more, spirit more. Spirit more, over me, over me. Spirit more over me. Spirit more over me. Over me. Spirit more You may be seated. While I prayed, some people's hand became heavy. If you are in that category, come and give me a handshake. While I prayed, some people's hand became heavy. If your hand became heavy, just give me a shake. A shake.
Over me, spirit more, over me, spirit more, over me, spirit more. Over me, hey mama, spirit more, over me, in a bone, mama. Spirit more. Over me, spirit more, over me, spirit more, over me, spirit more. Over me, spirit more. Over me, spirit more. Over me.
We have asked him to come. He will come to your room. He is not man, he is spirit. God will give you this grace to discern the signs so that you will stop and listen to what he has to say. This year will not be an ordinary year for you. It will be a year that will be different because he will be factored into your life.
Spirit more. Spirit more. Over me, spirit more, over me, over me, yeah, mama, spirit more, over me.
From a time where I could not hear his voice came to a time where I could see his shape and his form. He was no longer a Sunday school story to me. He was a God that was alive, a God that was willing for me to know him. And I felt that all sons of men across the nations of the world should be given this privilege to know the God strong and mighty. This year, your prayer life will not be the same again. You need not to worry. God will take control. He will take control. Nobody can find you successful. Can you stretch your hands and pray for her? Today is her birthday. Because your birthday is on the day where we remember the Holy Ghost. Remember his power. Remember his love. This year for you shall be a year of the Spirit. Can you prophesy upon it? It's not true with you. Holy Ghost. Yes, 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 yes,
Samanta lehetebo poro dile na shikama. Oh, forever. He will stay forever. This year you will know the Holy Ghost. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and empower you to prosper by His Spirit. I release upon all your children, your husband, the same grace, blessing upon your life in the name of Jesus. Spirit move. Spirit move over me. Can you rise up on your feet? You see, angels are dancing. They are dancing. Hey, Ola Makande Kosa. Ina na ma 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 ma. Saile ma ma seko mala. Sule malate malago, mama, ikele makosa late manamo, ike balate bolosina, ayamaloma. We give you praise. Can you give him glory and praise tonight? He will move over you. He will visit you at the point of your need. The stone that held you in shall be rolled away. Your name will be written upon a white stone. This year will not be an ordinary year for you. Oh, that kind of spirit move, spirit move, spirit move, spirit move, spirit move. You thought you were disappointed because of the setback and you began to despair, but God allowed the setback so that you will take root, so that you will know His Spirit, so that your destiny will be such that you are prepared to walk into. It was a blessing of the Lord. It was a blessing of the Lord. Say the Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Even when you don't understand, the Lord will guide you. He will lead you. He will cause His face to shine upon you. Ola ma te ma de ba se ma de bo. Ola ma te ma se ma. We give you praise and glory. Let your name be glorified. We exalt you. We magnify you. We start this year with you. Advance us. Multiply us, increase us in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you glory and praise. Oh, somebody's calling is coming back. You lost your call. Your call is coming back upon you. Your call is coming back. It's coming back stronger. There's an anointing coming upon you right now.
There's an anointing descending. It is descending upon you. It is descending upon you. Yes. God has returned to you. He has come to you. The days of the wilderness are over. The days of the wilderness are over, Pastor. Now you will see the freshness of the Spirit of God. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit more, Spirit more, over me. Spirit more, 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 over me.
The Lord is saying, I'm taking away the curse. I'm taking away the curse from your life. I'm taking it off your life. I'm taking it off to your life in the name of Jesus.
Spirit move. 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 Over me. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit move, Spirit move, Spirit move, Spirit move, Spirit move, over me.
This year will not be normal for you. God will open to you secret things, strange things.
I'm seeing the Lord roll away his troubles. Roll away his troubles from the lives of men. Oh my God. Thank you.
Because of time, we cannot continue beyond this point. There's a strange, my God. We can't continue. Jesus. Oh, the Lord will help us. I proclaim his blessings upon your life, upon your family. I proclaim his blessings upon your finances. That this year you will hear his voice and see his shape in the name of Jesus. That which the enemy has stolen from you, I command the restoration, 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 restoration. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Pastor Donatus, please, you may be seated. God bless you.
Where is Pastor Donatus?
Okay, where is Pastor Dan?
Can come and
send in the announcement. Tomorrow, I'm still around, so I want to be praying with you. I'll still be here by 4 p.m. tomorrow. If you are not still around. I heard that Monday is Salah. Salah. Is it true? Is it true? Which day is the day? Tuesday. Okay? So, we'll still be around on Monday too. Then maybe I'll go back on Tuesday. But we'll be here tomorrow. Let's enjoy some time with God and press further. Now, this is what he has said this evening. He's going to visit with his people in 2014. He will make himself known to them. He will remove the barricade and the barrier and cause their spirits to discern him so that there can be his people indeed, and he will be our God. These are the blessings that he bestows upon us 2014, so that the least among us will become as strong as David. We'll continue in the prayer tomorrow. Just like you saw, our generator is here, 40 kVA, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. To the glory of God, is soundproof, so if it's blasting outside, you'll not be troubled. And by the time we get to Lagos, by next week, we'll send in the ACs, 6, 8 of them. 8 of them. We'll buy some new chairs and we'll trust God to set up canopies outside, those type that they put in the car park. Those projector canopies, we'll put them out there so that we can expand the place, buy more seats, 100 seats, 150 seats, because God said that this year there's going to be a harvest. We'll no longer be in small numbers, but a multitude will seek his face on this mountain. And so we make preparation to receive them. We know that the hot time is coming, hot season is coming, and we don't want it to affect us. So we are going to have this place fully air conditioned, and God is going to be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, in our account, land account, we still have 3 million in that account. We are waiting for it to become 5 million, and then we'll go to buy the land. The 3 million is there. Cool. Hallelujah. You know, in this place, if you give 50 naira for something, we'll put it in that account. Even if we're under pressure, it will remain there. Keep building like that until we are going to get it to 5 million, and then we'll go to purchase the land. I believe we should be able to do that during the course of this year, God helping us. Now, if I don't tell you this, I'll be cheating you. For many years, I think it's up to 10 years, more than 10 years, from 1994 to now. Anytime it's January, I sow a seed. The first seed I casted was 1,000 naira. It was a seed that time. It was heavy that time. It was terrible. But this year, it has become 2.5 million. Hallelujah. That's my secret. I cannot lack whether it's August or July. Some people have already done that. Don't allow January to pass without looking for a seed. I know January is the hardest month. That's why you should sow. Make a covenant with God. Make a cup. See, I don't know about you, but I want to fly. So make a covenant with God before January expires. Look for something that is a seed and cast it. And keep building beyond that. Next year, build, build, build. And I keep. Is it not God that provided this one to fulfill my vow? Look for a seed and sow it. And I will not say more than that. There's the covenant of prosperity. I've been working with God for many years. And I'm ready to begin to tell you the secrets. January is a month I sow. And I did it deliberately. Because God said, push it out, push it out. Push it out. Push it out. See, projects I want to do, I don't have money. He said, why not allow me to do it? Push these things. And when I pushed, and pushed, and somebody was challenged because I wanted to give God, hallelujah, somebody was challenged, and the person sowed a seed. Say, this is your, you have not stopped. So sow a seed in the month of January. God will help us in Jesus' name.